Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tonight, Luke Bryan wipes out hard on stage. His nasty spill, is a fan to blame? Plus, Kid Cudi in a cast, how his Coachella set landed him in the hospital. And see Nicki Minaj take action after nearly getting hit by a thrown object on stage. Then, the Spice Girls reunite inside Victoria Beckham's star-studded 50th birthday. Plus, does David Beckham have beef with Mark Wahlberg? The lawsuit making headlines.
Only doing what's absolutely necessary.
And Celine Dion on her crippling battle with stiff person syndrome.
I'm working hard to build back my strength.
Plus, her new interview revealing a heart-wrenching goal for her career. Then, why Zendaya's Challengers was an awkward watch for her parents.
I thought it was hilarious.
E.T. starts now.
I could not stop my girl power loving heart from bursting. The Spice Girls together again to celebrate Posh Spice turning 50. Look, we needed a reunion tour like yesterday. Welcome everybody to Entertainment Tonight.
Oh, and the guest list was incredible too. We're gonna get to that, but we start with the stars and all these onstage mishaps. Have you ever heard Luke Bryan's song, Crash My Party?
Yep.
Oh, he crashed, literally.
Was it a heart fall?
I mean, I'm a big old man. It ain't good for me to go down like that.
Luke was in Canada hyping up the crowd when he slipped on a cell phone that a fan had thrown on stage. Yeah, the tumble looked brutal, but the singer brushed it off like a pro.
My lawyer will be calling.
Are you damaged in any way?
Ryan Seacrest teased Luke about his spill last night on Idol.
Come on, baby!
In fact, Luke managed to turn it into a trending moment. Replaying the fall for fans.
Let's zoom in. Here we go.
There it is. I need some viral. This is viral, all right? Hashtag love you, miss you, mean it.
Another country star's close call, Morgan Wallen's slip and slide. The 30-year-old was performing on a rainy stage in Mississippi Saturday night when he slipped and nearly fell twice.
I feel pretty good.
Let's go to the beach.
And check out Nicki Minaj in Detroit. That's her deflecting an object that an audience member threw during her concert this weekend. She reaches down to grab it and throws it right back. Nicki was unhurt, but last night at Coachella, Kid Cudi broke his foot. Hey, hey, hey! Cudi was toward the end of his set when he hopped down off the stage to get closer to fans and landed awkwardly. He fell to the ground grimacing.
Apparently I broke something in my heel. This is a major setback.
The 40-year-old thanked the crowd for their support.
Don't worry, I'm gonna bounce back. I love y'all. Engage the rage. Mwah. But not at 40.
Also, feeling the Coachella love? It's my love. Gwen Stefani. She performed with no doubt. 10-year-old son Apollo joined her on stage for sound check. And after the show, Apollo and her hubby Blake Shelton met her backstage. Blake missed Gwen last weekend, but told us he watched the live stream.
I was literally officiating a wedding in Nashville, but I made myself a drink and I sat there and I watched the entire concert, and I swear, I told her that was the greatest concert I've ever seen.
I'm just a girl in Coachella.
The amount of people there, how engaged they were, and it was just, I've never seen anything like it.
Another Coachella highlight.
Coachella, see you back here on a headline.
On Friday night, singer Sabrina Carpenter snuck in a sly reference to her boyfriend, Barry Keoghan, and that viral scene in Saltburn.
Drinking my bath water like it's red wine.
Meanwhile, in London, an epic girl group reunion proved friendship never ends.
Stop right now. Thank you very much. I need somebody with a human touch.
David Beckham captured the moment the Spice Girls performed together inside Victoria's posh 50th birthday bash. The last time the original five took the stage together was at the 2012 London Olympics.
If you wanna be my lover.
Victoria said it was, quote, the best gift to be reunited. So, could this be a hint of more to come? This is what they have told us in the past.
There's gonna be something that is gonna be announced.
So are we gonna bring Victoria into the mix?
Oh yeah, it's all five of them. Oh. There will be a time, and that will be amazing.
You don't have to ask me twice. I'm so excited. We constantly talk about getting back on stage.
Back to the party, Victoria's exclusive guest list also included all four kids, Salma Hayek, Eva Longoria, Gordon Ramsay, and Tom Cruise, who's in town filming the next Mission Impossible. And like a true action star, Tom came to the rescue of a paparazzo who had a little slip during his arrival. Inside, Tom channeled his inner Les Grossman by tearing up the dance floor. He reportedly left guests dumbfounded by breakdancing and even doing the splits. According to our eyewitness, Tom was, quote, in amazing spirits, had great energy, and was dancing throughout the entire night. As for Victoria's fashion, she wore one of her own designs and arrived on crutches after suffering a foot injury last February. Afterwards, she had the perfect escape on David's back. And back here in the States, a legal battle between David and Mark Wahlberg's F45 fitness studio has resurfaced. David had been seeking more than $10 million in damages for the company's alleged fraudulent inducement.
My relationship, partnership with F45 is a great one, a successful one.
That was David in 2022 after signing on as brand ambassador. According to the lawsuit, David felt duped when he wasn't given stocks promised in the deal until after they crashed.
I brought many of my friends to the gym.
September of 2023 was the last time this case was seen by a judge. It's unclear how or even if it was ever resolved. So, is Beckham still mad at Mark? Well, they both still follow each other on Instagram, but there has been no comment about the lawsuit from Mark, who took Kevin on a tour of one of the gyms back in 2019.
The great thing is also, I mean, you know, as I've been meeting with a lot of my athlete friends and people in the business, it's also a fantastic investment. It's an easy business to run and operate.
All right, let's move on now to Celine Dion and her new interview about a possible comeback amid her battle with stiff person syndrome.
I'm working hard to build back my strength and my ability to perform again.
But it's all coming back to me now.
I'm well, but it's a lot of work. I'm taking it one day at a time. That's what the 56-year-old cover girl tells Vogue France out Wednesday while serving up some fierce fashion. As for when she'll perform again, Celine says, quote, as things stand, I can't stand here and say to you, yes, in 4 months. I don't know. My body will tell me. Spasms from Celine's incurable condition have sidelined her career for nearly the last 5 years. But fans have hope, seeing her hit up 3 recent hockey games with her sons.
The privilege of being a mom. It's my best reward.
Celine credits her boys and a rigorous routine for her progress. 5 days a week, I undergo athletic, physical, and vocal therapy. I work on my toes, my knees, my calves, my fingers, my singing, my voice. I want to be the best I can be.
I'm alive.
Of course, Celine had this memorable onstage moment with Taylor Swift, who's giving us more insight into her romance with Travis Kelce.
And for a fortnight there.
Getting a kiss while cooking, hand in hand at a light show, and repping him at pickleball. Taylor gave fans 14 glimpses into her world while promoting Fortnite.
And for a fortnight there, we were.
The first music video for the Tortured Poets Department with Tay transforming into collaborator Post Malone also features OG Dead Poets Ethan Hawke and Josh Charles. Swifty Josh revealed the cameo was hard to keep secret. I didn't even tell my kids. And remember this rumor that had the singer hitting the big screen?
Taylor Swift is going to make a cameo in the next Deadpool film.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? I would do anything for that woman. She's a genius.
So Taylor Swift is Dazzler.
That is hardly confirmed nor denied in this interview.
Upsy daisy.
Well, there's no Taylor in the brand new trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine. It's set to Like a Prayer. Hugh Jackman is bearing arms a la the X-Men comics, and he and Ryan jump through a fiery portal. So maybe we'll get a Benedict Cumberbatch comeback as Doctor Strange. Yeah! That film's out July 26th, but in theaters this Friday, Challengers, Zendaya's very sexy R-rated sports romance.
Were your parents at the premiere?
Yeah.
So what's it like watching this movie with them in the theater, knowing just how sexy this movie is?
Hilarious. They've all seen Euphoria, you know, so it's not like our first rodeo or anything. Obviously, I've seen the movie many times, so I know what's coming. And they were all sitting behind me, and I got to, like, watch them watch and slowly just be like...
Right. That's what I was wondering.
Come here.
Which one of us?
In reality, we laughed. The three-way kiss scene was like... There's a guy really close to us for holding a boom.
And a camera.
Yeah.
And a camera.
And
right
also,
here,
like, and... that's coming in between them that they have to, like, separate and then I have to, like, move. You know, so we're,
it's a choreography.
It's a dance.
It's a dance.
It's not just the three of us.
How often does this happen? Going after the same girl?
Not as often as you think.
Zendaya is an ex-tennis pro caught between two former best friends, her husband, played by Mike Feist, and ex-boyfriend Josh O'Connor.
Tashi Duncan,
she's in another league.
I know Serena watched it. Have you talked to her?
I did.
And what'd she say?
She hates it.
She said, well,
she left me.
One thing I will say,
she right, left me. Right.
She was like, I know there definitely wasn't real balls. But she did say that it was great considering that, like, I had never touched a tennis ball before.
Coming up, Ryan Gosling's unexpected TV favorite, the reality show he loves to binge.
It's for everyone.
Plus, why Mila Kunis is saying no to a return of the That 70s Show spinoff.
We did our thing.
And how long she'll remain a part of Family Guy.
You guys got another 25 in you?
Then,
we belong together, Jones.
Hugh Grant on his return for a fourth Bridget Jones movie.
I think this script is one of the best scripts I've read for a long time.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Ryan Gosling sits shotgun, reads a script on fire, and looks unfazed alongside his Fall Guy director David Leitch in this stunt-themed men's health cover shoot.
I started on Young Hercules, so I've kind of had a stunt double my whole life.
By the way, Ryan's director also has a stunt connection to this guy.
You need a Dave Leitch. He started as my stunt double. We met in 99 on Fight Club. He's doing okay.
Yes, he is.
He's doing okay for himself.
I love that. Back to Ryan, though. In the issue, he calls partner Ava Mendez his hero and admits the TV show he can't get enough of, the last season of Love is Blind. I heard the new season is even better, but I've been busy.
What?
That's why we love you, Ryan. He's in our world. He's just like us, everybody. Now let's get to another pop culture juggernaut, The Family Guy.
The cast celebrating their 25th anniversary at Paley Fest, and our Cassie DeLaura is with them. He's a family
guy. Does it feel like 2.5 decades have gone by since y'all started?
We've known each other for 25 years. I feel like that's crazier.
You get an opportunity to be, like, closer with some people, so I love that.
Yeah, ditto. Yeah. How proud are you to be at the helm of a show that kids notoriously sneak behind their parents' backs?
So sorry. I'm so sorry. I was watching Caddyshack at, like, age 7, so I have no sympathy.
My daughter's now 10, and she's like, when can I watch it? And I was like, nope. Everything about Family Guy is offensive. I matter!
Shut up, Meg. You don't matter.
12, 13. We'll talk in 2 years.
I want Oreos.
Stewie, they're not for babies. They're for rewarding good behavior in developmentally slow adults.
Aside from treating fans to a live table read, creator and executive producer Seth MacFarlane also confirmed the Griffins will hit the big screen one day. Quote, I have known what that movie will be for the past 15 years.
25 years? You got another 25 in you?
Let's just take each year as it comes.
Got another 25 in you with the show?
I mean, I hope
drink
so.
A lot of tea,
oh my God, I'm
do
stoked.
Do my breathing exercises.
Hello, Wisconsin!
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, since we're in season 2 of that 90s show, can we expect you and Ashton to pop up again?
No.
Hard no.
I mean, we did our thing. They introduced the son. Like, it was our son in the show.
No big deal. I've already done an episode of it, and I'm going back to do another one.
There we go.
Don't you want to say?
I'm reprising my villain character.
Still ahead, Hugh Grant on going from Oompa Loompa to playing Tony the Tiger.
What was your reaction to trying on that costume for the very first time?
I was slightly aroused.
A look at his new Pop-Tarts movie that has people talking. And Anne Hathaway's The Idea of You movie.
What about what people will say?
I don't care what they say.
Was it inspired by a real-life boy band or romance?
There is some major chemistry in this film.
By design and on purpose.
Plus, Tom Brady's TV roast. Why his will be more unhinged than any previous celebrity roast.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
We belong together, Jones. If I can't make it with you, I can't make it with anyone.
Get ready, Bridget Jones fans. Hugh Grant and Renee Zellweger are set to return for the fourth film in the $800 million franchise, debuting next Valentine's Day.
I think this script for the fourth Bridget is the best one of the four. And in fact, it's one of the best scripts I've read for a long time.
Is this something that you and Renee had always envisioned of revisiting?
I thought it was put to bed. Well, I was dead apart from anything else. I am officially dead.
Actually, super fans know the last film teased Daniel Cleaver was still alive. But before he returns to that beloved franchise, he's part of the all-star ensemble of Unfrosted, the make-believe story about the invention of the Pop-Tart.
I'd never expected Hugh Grant as Tony the Tiger. What was your reaction to trying on that costume for the very first time?
I was slightly aroused.
Hugh's great in Jerry Seinfeld's directorial debut, streaming May 3rd on Netflix. Jerry also wrote and stars in the film alongside Melissa McCarthy, Amy Schumer, Christian Slater, Max Greenfield, and Sarah Cooper, among many others.
Schwinn, lightly brown, lightly brown.
Sarah and I both auditioned for the film. Christian, yeah. You know, he just gets offered things like this. Yeah. You get a call from your agent. They say, hey, do you want to put yourself on tape for Jerry Seinfeld? And you're like, no, yeah, great. Yeah, I don't know what he's doing, whatever it is, though. Please, I don't care what this is.
I would have auditioned.
He would have.
Okay. I just say,
but then he wouldn't have gotten it.
Probably, so, yeah.
And one of Christian's biggest movies turns 30 this year, Interview with a Vampire.
We recently caught up with your co-star from Interview with a Vampire, Kirsten Dunst.
Oh, yeah.
She says she still gets Tom Cruise's holiday cakes. Do you?
Still getting that cake.
Jesse gets the cakes, and I'll double up on our cakes.
The last one he sent was an ice cream cake, and by the time I got it, it had melted.
I assume I need no introduction.
That was a monumental moment. The people involved were incredible. Tom was great. I still got the little bite mark.
He does, y'all.
Now, let's go from that iconic film to Anne Hathaway's steamy romantic drama, The Idea of You. And it's got a Harry Styles connection.
I'm too old for you.
I don't know.
Can we talk about y'all's chemistry?
Because
there is some major chemistry in this film.
There is.
By design and on purpose. Yeah.
Nick and I just, we got on right off the bat, and then he was cast and we just started texting. And so we just kind of have like developed a real proper friendship. And that's just really, I don't know, special.
Anne, who is also a producer, plays a 40-year-old single mom who enters a whirlwind jet-setting romance with a 24-year-old British boy bander played by Red, White, and Royal Blues, Nicholas Galitzine. Sound familiar yet?
We've been doing all this late night talking.
It's based on a book loosely inspired by Harry, who you'll remember had a nearly 2-year romance with Olivia Wilde. Nicholas rocks the rings, the tattoos, and his boy band even plays Coachella. The R-rated film streams May 2nd on Prime Video, and the trailer is the most watched ever for a streaming movie.
What about what people will say?
I don't care what they say.
We had to bring in what fans love about the book, and so hopefully I've heard from a few that they said that we did a good job.
Nicholas went to boy band boot camp to sharpen his pop star skills. His inspiration, BTS.
I'm not a dancer, and having to learn that, and also being beside 4 professional dancers.
Like really
talented.
Really
talented. And I said to them, I was like, you guys better not screw this up for me, okay? You gotta make me
Don't
look,
make me look bad.
Make me look good.
So BTS, not One Direction? Is right. Coming up, Kevin Hart versus Tom Brady.
New details on the greatest roast of all time.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
I'm glad we're getting it.
Tomorrow on ET, Steve Carell and John Krasinski's Out of Office reunion for their new movie, If. Imaginary Friends is what it's called. Did you have them growing up?
I still have one.
I don't exist. Now look, before we go, lovers and haters of Tom Brady, this one's for you.
The roast of Tom Brady.
No problem.
I've had a lot of great experiences in my life. This is certainly another one.
Kevin Hart will host the greatest roast of all time, Tom Brady, coming to you live and unedited on Netflix May 5th.
I'm unroastable. Let's go.
And I play in the NFL, so I'm not worried about a bunch of comedians, trust me.
The thing that man has heard in the huddle, nothing can faze him.
Oh, just wait. See y'all later. Oh, they're coming for you,
everybody.
Tommy. They're coming.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.